Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
John, I don't want to shortchange your topic here because I think this is a really interesting question you have for two college quarterbacks.
Yeah, and the two college quarterbacks, the two guys that, if they come out, are going to go extremely high in this draft are Fernando Mendoza from Indiana, Heisman Trophy winner. We all know what he's done there. We're still watching him play. And the quarterback that he's going to face in the semifinals, Dante Moore. We love Dante Moore, local kid. Both of them, and I didn't realize this, Fernando Mendoza still has a year of eligibility. Obviously, Dante Moore, only being of sophomore eligibility, has two more years of eligibility. The top two teams drafting, now this is typical, right? You have some of the worst franchises or the worst teams drafting at the top of the draft in regards to the NFL draft. And does Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore look and say, well, the Raiders are picking one. They're currently going to be paying what, four head coaches? They've been a disaster of a franchise, and they're still paying Josh McDaniels, Antonio Pierce, Pete Carroll, and oh, by the way, they're still paying the highest paid coordinator that was fired midseason in Chip Kelly. It's been a disaster,
yeah.
But they have a minority owner in Tom Brady. Does one of them look and say, well, if I can go number one, do I get a chance to work with Tom Brady? And is that enticing to be able to come out? Obviously the money. Okay, that goes understood. Like your number one or number two overall pick, you're going to be making a bunch of money. But college quarterbacks are also making a lot of money.
Getting drafted by the wrong team can ruin your career.
If one of those guys says, you know what, hey, we're going to go 1-2. And if I go to the Raiders, maybe I'm okay with that, depending on who they hire as their coach.
Yeah.
But if I go 2 to the Jets, now this isn't a slight at Aaron Glenn. This is more of a shot at the organization. That has, 15 years since they've been in the postseason?
Yikes.
It is a disaster.
It's the longest drought in the NFL, right?
Of an organization.
Yeah. And the fear I would have if I was drafted by the Jets... New York market,
mm-hmm.
Things York turn media. Quickly. Aaron Glenn in year two, if he doesn't see a year three, you have to learn a whole new playbook.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be a whole new coaching staff 1 year into your career.
So the question is, before I start going on and on about this topic, is if you are Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore and you're looking at it going, hey, either I'm going to the Raiders or the Jets, do I make the decision to come out and go to one of those teams and start my NFL career and know that an organization could kill a quarterback's career and maybe you're only there for 3 or 4 years. You don't get the support. You don't get the, you don't get anything that gives you an advantage to be a successful NFL quarterback, and you don't get a chance to get to that second contract. Or you get labeled as a backup, or you got to be a retread like a Sam Darnold after 7 or 8 years. Or do I stay in college sports where, and it's been reported that the new Texas Tech quarterback is making around $5 million. Fernando Mendoza is the current Heisman Trophy winner. He could be the quarterback of a national championship team. Is there a path for him to make $4 to $6 million? Same thing with Dante Moore. We know they got some money out in Oregon. $4 to $6 million. Continue to develop another year in college football and roll the dice and say, you know what, maybe next year somebody else is picking one or two, but I have another chance to develop more as a quarterback in college football and make a bunch of money.
So this question has been asked before, but things are different now because college athletes are getting paid. You know, this isn't the first time we've thought, hey, should a quarterback go back to school to avoid being drafted by, I don't know, the Cleveland Browns or something. The difference now is you can still get paid a lot of money if you stay in college. Your question is, for these two quarterbacks, should they consider staying in school given who's picking one and specifically who's picking number two? Here's what's so tough about it. The sooner you get to the NFL, the sooner you get to the second contract. The second contract is the generational wealth. That's where we're talking about stacking hundreds of millions of dollars in your bank account.
But do you even have a chance if you're going to the Jets to get to that second contract?
Well, and it's tough because I think the Raiders are the better destination right now. I guess it'll depend on who they hire as their head coach. But I think you get a little more runway a couple years with that coaching staff. You go out because you think you could go number one, right? Like if you're Dante Moore, if you're Fernando Mendoza, you think you got a shot to go number one, so you go pro. And if you fall to two, I think that's where it gets a little rockier. Just because I don't know if Aaron Glenn sees a third season in New York.
Right. And then
and now you're Sam Darnold, and it's the long road to your $100 million.
Right. So then you're looking at your second year going, hey, the first year was an epic disaster.
Yep.
Second year, it's going to be a new coach, new system, new everything. Plus, it's still an organization that is a dumpster fire.
And the Harbaugh firing could change this. He's a candidate probably for the Raiders.
Right.
And we said earlier, this might open up other jobs, his availability.
Yeah.
Does it open up the Jets' job? The Jets swoop. The Giants are rumored to be hot after him.
Right.
You know?
How many teams have fired their coach for John Harbaugh? It's more than 10.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It is. And so how long does it take for them to hire that coach? And what is the deadline, currently the mythical deadline for declaring for the NFL draft?
Right.
I think Tom's looking it up right now. I don't know what that date is, but you would anticipate that all of these teams would have a head coach by that deadline. And it may determine, all right, if the Raiders get John Harbaugh, either of those guys come out because they think they could be number one and go and play for John Harbaugh.
You go out, you work out for them, you spin the football, you do the interviews, you position yourself to go number one overall. Here's the other reality, and it's always been the truth here. You could say, I don't want to go to these two teams, but it's going to be two lousy teams the next year. I mean, that's by definition. You're going to have poorly run franchises with coaches who are brand new or on the hot seat. Like, that's just going to be what it is if you're going to be taken at the top of the NFL draft. I think the answer is you probably go, but I think the question's harder to answer because of the money in college football now.
So the answer I'm finding on this is January 14th for non-playoff teams is the declaration date. For playoff teams, it's January 23.
Okay, so
if Dante may not
Moore and
Oregon
win, they are still going to have to drag that out, that decision.
Right, but by January 23, like, I think John Harbaugh is probably hired by then.
Yes.
But if he's not hired by one of these two teams, then who is going to be the Raiders coach if they're waiting for a coordinator that's playing in the Super Bowl?
Also true.
And doesn't the portal close like the 16th?
Well, that's someone texted this in, and it did pop in my head too. I don't want to kill the topic, but Indiana already has next year's quarterback. They brought in Hoover from TCU.
Okay.
That can change.
Right? I know. So, yeah. I mean, Fernando Mendoza, he goes on to win a national championship. You can't tell me that somebody wouldn't say, hey, we'll pay you $6 million. to come be our quarterback. You're a Heisman Trophy winner.
I just think you got to go at that point. Like, if you win the Heisman Trophy, the national title, you're going to be the number one or gasp the number two pick. You go, you deal with the fact that you might be a Jet. You deal with the fact that it might not work out. You can't live in fear that it's going to fail. These guys are uber competitive, uber confident. Of course I'm going to succeed.
Or could one of them pull a John Elway or an Eli Manning? Well,
there's always that possibility too. Although Fernando Mendoza feels way too wholesome to do something like that.
I don't know. I mean, the Manning family kind of felt that way as well.
That's true. Who's pulling the strings?
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Hey, we were talking about the coaches that the Raiders are still paying. I mentioned Antonio Pierce, Josh McDaniels, Pete Carroll, and I threw in Chip Kelly because he was the highest paid coordinator. They're also still paying John Gruden.
What a mess.
They're paying $50 million this year to former coaches, and they still have yet to hire their next coach.
So they'll pay five coaches next season, right? Unless one drops off.
No, they're going to be paying Antonio Pierce $8 million, Josh McDaniels $10 million, John Gruden $10 million, Pete Carroll $16 million, and Chip Kelly $6 million. So there'll be five head coaches.
Yeah,
but
so six total coaches, five head coaches. Wow. And that's team picking number one. So you brought this question up. Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza. We've always just said, hey, you go pro and you deal with the hand you're dealt. But now with the money that these college athletes are making, is it a bit of a conundrum? Do you risk going to the Raiders or the Jets? Mm-hmm. Could you have two coaches in 2 years in the case of the Jets? And hell, the Raiders just fired Pete Carroll after 1 year. That organization could do that again. So
I think it's more of a question for Dante Moore because he's only in his, third year.
And there's a soft landing staying at Oregon.
Yeah.
If he decides
and go to make a lot of money. And maybe he wants to come back, win the Heisman. If they don't win a national championship, yeah, there's that.
Okay. So the Dante Moore question, let's just phrase it like that. If you're Dante Moore, everybody thinks Fernando's going number one. It could change. Are you going pro to be drafted into the New York market, the mess that could be that coaching staff a year from now, or are you going to come back to school, seek a record payout, chase a Heisman, chase a national title? I think the answer is you still go pro because you can't control who's going to be picking at the top. It could still be the Jets the very next year.
Could be. But it also could be a team like Arizona. Again, dumpster fires all over the place.
But you can't control it. Someone could trade up. You can't control who drafts you.
No, you can't.
Unless you're a Manning.
Right, yeah, or Elway.
For the most part, us regular common folk, we just get taken where we're taken.
Mm-hmm.
The most quarterbacks don't have a say in where they're going to go. So it's hard to try to manufacture a destination if you're Dante Moore. I think it's more interesting than it's ever been, but I think the decision is you go pro.
Yeah, because you're going to have the earning power over, let's just say, 4 years, if they don't end up picking up your fifth year.
Yeah. Is greater
than the 1 year of college football. But there is also that argument, and I know a lot of NFL execs would love to see more college quarterbacks stay longer and develop at the college level than coming in not as developed as they need to be to play at the NFL level.
Where this is going to be more interesting is actually not Mendoza or Moore. It's going to be guys who have like a second round grade. Do you go or do you stay?
You I think that decision is becoming much easier to stay for another year.
Yeah.
And because even if you don't improve your draft stock, you're going to make, you might be making more as a fourth or fifth year senior in college
than
you would be making as a second round pick.
A great example is Quinn Ewers a year ago. He would have made way more money being the quarterback in the SEC or the Big Ten this season.
Yes.
Than he was as a seventh round pick holding the clipboard most of the year for the Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Pete. You're on 97.1.
Hey, I think you got to go, gentlemen. And here's a reason that I haven't heard brought up yet. What about trades? You know, either way. So say you waited out a year and there's a couple more decent teams at the top of the order there. One of those horrible franchises can trade up and get you. Or vice versa. Yep. You can go this year and, you know, a good team who had a rough year, you know, name any of the decent teams that missed the playoffs, they can, you know, trade some draft capital and go grab you, and it could work out. It's just so much out of your control. You got to go. Get closer to that second contract.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a great thought. And we didn't even talk about the trade that the Jets made in unloading Sauce Gardner. They're going to have three first-round picks, and they're going to have a couple more next year.
So if they don't take a QB this year...
Well, no, but my point is if they take, whoever they take, whether it's Mendoza or Moore at number two, you're going to get a lot of young talent in the next two drafts, and hopefully they do it right. They start building a franchise, and you can grow with them, and then you can be the quarterback that makes all the difference in the world.
You're the best quarterback since Joe Namath for the New York Jets. You get your own Broadway Joe moment.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.